Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB. NFIB.com, National Federation of Independent Business, an organization I've been telling you about since day one, moment one. My first guest on the very first hour of my show way back in 97 was Cleta Mitchell, who was the counsel there for NFIB. She's still a good friend, is still on the show. Holly's our good friend and has been hanging out with us now for a few years to bring us the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, and she's got one with her right now. Holly, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Holly. So we got good news this week, right? This month, 7 out of 10 of the indicators of your index were up.
Yes, it was a great month in March. We're back up to our 48-year historical average reading for the Optimism Index, which was good to see.
98.
It increased 2 points, and the two, 98, and the two big contributors this month, which were even better to see, are more small business owners are expecting the economy to improve, and more are expecting higher sales. So It doesn't get much better than that, except for the tight labor market.
Right. No, it's still tight, and that part of it, and so let's in general, what are you making from this 98? Now it had gotten as low as what, 94, a couple of months ago.
It did. It was looking, looking pretty bad around January again, where it hit 95. And whether that was the surge in COVID cases, some states were going back to regulations that they had in place earlier in the year,
and we had the whole election thing was bumming everybody out.
Yes, the idea that there was likely going to be increased regulations and taxes certainly didn't help the environment.
Yep, that's exactly right. Plus the whole limbo thing that we had, and that wasn't good, and all the infighting and everything, that was distracting a lot of folks. So now that we feel like we at least kind of know what we got what we thought we were going to get, and we can deal with it. I as I've said for many years, Holly,
exactly,
small business owners can deal with bad news. What we can't deal with is no news. Uncertainty, even if it's not what we want, we can deal with. Uncertainty, we can't deal with. And I think that's reflected in
It's a hard place to navigate. Exactly. Our uncertainty index did increase a bit this last month, and that wasn't great to see. As you said, small business owners work much better when things are clear, so that they can adjust business operations accordingly. When you're in the gray zone, it's very difficult to feel your way through the economic environment that you're working in. So that gave us a little pause, seeing that increase in our uncertainty index. But the overall optimism index did improve, and that was a really good sign.
Right, exactly. And, one of the things that you mentioned it was down. I mean, it was up. Was there optimism for the economy? You think that's because more states are opening up, because more people are vaccinated? What do you think?
I think it's all of it. This is kind of a multi-prong problem that we're facing. It's state regulations, local regulations, the virus itself, and in some areas still having issues with the vaccine rollout. However, it does seem like things are improving, that the vaccine rollout is going well in most places. And as people become more vaccinated, as states and local governments are feeling more comfortable lifting those restrictions mm-hmm. and increasing those limited capacities for, say, restaurants and movie theaters and things like that, you know, consumers are out there waiting to spend money. They've had a lot of stimulus help over the last year. Same with small businesses, and so they're ready to go. And it looks like the second half of this year is looking very promising. You know, economic forecasters are anticipating strong growth over right. the year. So
yeah,
this is a good sign.
Thing.
We're in a good position to take advantage of it.
I predict that these numbers are going to continue to grow, and I hope that's the case. We come back, we're going to compare notes on hiring and finding qualified people and the whole labor issue. That was part of their index, big part of their index, after the break with our good friend Holly Wade. She's with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.